Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And the hits literally keep on coming from one MMA event to the next. They grow in excitement and anticipation. And UFC 252, no different, with two of the sport's most respected fighters stepping into the octagon this weekend. No better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all new users the opportunity to bet $1 to win $250. Those are some great odds. So head to the app right now, check out all that they have to offer, including fighter props, round-by-round betting, and so much more. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now, and make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's right, DraftKings Sportsbook is going all out for new users by offering them the chance to win $252 when placing a bet of $1 on this weekend's big fight by using code KSN. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. I am Jim Galante. I'm joined by Bob Flounders and Andy Shea. Ross Tucker will be along a little bit later for Tucker's Tape and Ask Ross. Guys, last week when Micah opted out, I asked sarcastically, did anything newsworthy happen this week? Well, this week's news cycle essentially is saying, hold my beer. Bob, we've got a canceled football season. What was your initial reaction?
My initial reaction was, I thought, judging by some of the things that James Franklin had said when, you know, there were before they officially canceled it, on Tuesday, it had started to leak out that Sunday it was leaning strongly that way. You know, and then James, I think you guys, the fans remember James Franklin kind of lobbied for, hey, before we you know, kill the season and move to 2021, why not wait till a couple of weeks? We still have a little bit of time on our side. Before we make that decision, let's just see if there's anything that can be done. There's a new plan that we could come out with. Let's talk about it. You know, we're still in fairly early August. You know, we don't have to necessarily open on September 5th. My initial reaction was, I think a lot of the coaches and players in the Big Ten thought when they met again to talk about this, that maybe it was going to head that way. Maybe there wasn't going to be a post moment till 2021, that maybe there was going to be a pause, a few weeks of a pause. They were all going to kind of get together and see what could be salvaged in the fall. And the reason I say that is the reaction from the players and coaches when they decided to postpone the season led me to believe that they were really caught flat-footed. I think they were angry about that. Something must have changed. This is obviously a decision that the higher-ups made. It speaks to the lack of communication that has gone on within the Big Ten since March, in my opinion. A very disorganized conference. I don't think anyone was really ever on the same page. I don't know if the presidents even ever talked to some coaches and some players. I'm not sure what the role of the ADs was in all of this. But for after 5 months, and this is what comes of this, I think it's disheartening. And I would say, how do you come out with a schedule of a 10-game schedule and less than a week later, pull the plug on the season? It just really it just looks like they never actually talked about this and they never actually got serious about this until the final 2 weeks, and it was too late.
You know, you brought up one of the good points there, Bob, which was in questions that I had. How do you go from the schedule being out? Now, I realize that's probably comes from the athletic department, and the cancellation of the season came from higher up, from the president's offices. But Andy, how do you go from having the schedule out to canceling? did anyone ever answer the question, did something happen in the past week to make this happen?
So this, what happened in the last 7 to 10 days is tells me that there was a complete and utter lack of leadership and a lack of cohesive and comprehensive communication across the board, whether it's from the conference, which is in control in college football, to the universities, inside the universities, from the universities, back to the conference. It was a complete and utter disaster. And on the flip side, I think at some point the concerns of the players that were raised in the Pac-12 and in the Big Ten together, because both of those have canceled their season now, in them together, I think those voices got muddled and were a little bit, they pushed the envelope in the era of the pandemic probably just a bit far. Their concerns were legitimate, but some of them were some of the old wounds that we know about exist with student athletes. And the pushing of that sort of, I think that kind of tilted the conferences in a direction that they were looking to continue to keep that institutional control. Because at no point in the last 4 to 5 months did you hear anything about university presidents, the top end of university leadership being involved with this. It was always from the conferences to the athletic departments, what the athletic departments were doing, how were they handling the student athletes, all of the stuff that you needed. And the combination of all of that produced a mayhem in the last 10 days that produced a schedule later than you thought, nobody having a sense of direction, no sense of leadership, and a panic decision that has huge repercussions on everybody involved.
Bob, I want to go back to something that you said, which is a question that I've had now since this announcement came out. On Tuesday morning, James Franklin went on national TV, no less, and to say, at worst, we should just delay, but I believe we should play. I think we could do it safely. It leads to the question, does President Barron speak to James Franklin in this whole process? Is there any communication? Because how could you have such a, and I'm assuming that Barron voted to cancel the season. So how do you have from the same institution, you know, President Barron looking at some kind of medical information that says it is not safe to play, and have one of his employees on national TV that very same day saying, hey, we should be playing. How in the world could that disconnect happen, Bob?
Yeah, so my read on this, and I heard a little bit of this behind the scenes. I can't say for sure that it was accurate, but we know James Franklin. He measures his words very carefully. He's a guy that kind of takes the temperature of the room, very thoughtful speaker, very organized guy, very structured guy. Doesn't, anytime anything's come up, he's always kind of had the right response. My read on this, Jimmy and Andy, is when he went on ESPN, you know, that morning and came out so vocally with a very, very, you know, strong take, I think he felt like that's where the conversation stood at the Big Ten when he had last gotten any kind of communication from them. I think, I hate to put it this way, I think that Penn State's players and coaches kind of had the rug pulled out from them at the very last minute. I think that the decision that was made was probably made without consultation or without even talking to James Franklin and his staff. I think he thought when he went on the air that was going to be, after they met, that was going to be the decision. We're going to pause it for a couple of weeks. We're going to give it our best shot. We're going to talk about all our options. I don't think he saw this coming. I think he felt good about what he said. And I think the decision that was made, guys, was made. He had no knowledge of it. And I think he thought they were heading in a different direction.
Yeah. So real quick, Bob, the interesting thing about that was what I wondered with what James Franklin said on Tuesday on TV, and of all the noise and the voices, you were listening to it all because you were trying to figure out what the heck is going on here. To me, he sounded the most accurate, reasonable, measured. You know what I mean? Like everything you're looking for in leadership. The message he delivered and the way he did it was like, okay, that guy's got a really valid point for a reason, right? So I'm listening to James, but then you're wondering, what happened in, why haven't we heard about any of this major medical concern even a week ago, even 2 weeks ago? Like, that should have been part of the conversation of there are serious medical problems that could jeopardize this, but we need to do more evaluation on it. That was never part of the conversation. We should know it is inherently because we live in a COVID world, but it was never directly sort of put out there or something. And then all of a sudden at the 11th hour, well, we have grave medical concerns, the season is off. That infuriates me to no end because it shows just a complete lack of communication and leadership. And it's frustrating because there was no indication that this was actually a bigger problem than it was.
Well, and where I have an issue at, Bob, when you talked about what James Franklin said, Tuesday morning when I heard that and the other coaches, I said, gee, reading the tea leaves, yeah. I think things are shifting where they're going to play. Mm-hmm. Now, when the presidents, when they met, obviously something occurred. You know, they have information. My question, Bob, is when are we going to hear from the Big Ten what that information was, what the obviously, or I would think there was medical information that was presented that made them look and say, gee, we don't think it's safe to play. Are they ever going to share that with the public? Because if you listen to the commissioner of the Big Ten when he was interviewed, he had zero answers, Bob.
Yeah.
So how bad a PR disaster is this for them?
I think it's a significant disaster. I think that's probably a good word. I don't expect to hear from the Big Ten, quite frankly. We didn't hear much from them for 5 months or for, you know, 4 months and 3 weeks, you know, and why change now? The fact that the commissioner, I don't think he sounded very convincing or very, it didn't seem like he was, when he made this discussion, it didn't seem like he was prepared for some of the questions that he was asked. I just think that this was a very, very last minute decision. I don't think it was very well researched. Obviously not everyone was consulted. And I just, I don't have very high expectations to get a clear picture painted from the Big Ten or the ADs or Kevin Warren. I was really disappointed in the response from the Big Ten. They left more questions than answers. I actually didn't really answer anything.
Well, he was not prepared for the most obvious questions, which he had to know were coming. All right, that's it for quarter number one. And quarter number two, we're going to get Ross's take on all of this.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Two of MMA's most respected fighters step into the octagon this weekend at UFC 252. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can bet $1 to win $252 on this weekend's main event. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.